Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or Nancy. Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I love it. Okay, so
well, hello, this is Nancy. Oh my gosh, it's playing again? Okay.
Never knew who to trust.
Let me see if I can turn it off here. Okay, there we go. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's into May, May 4th, and I have some new listeners tonight. And so I'd like to give you the phone number in case you do want to call in. Area code 347-205-9071. Let me get that to you again. I just felt like someone didn't get all of it. So let me know when you call in if you need me to repeat this. Area code 347-205-9071. Well, I had a couple of calls the last few days that I thought were kind of interesting. The chat room is just getting busy in there. Hello, everybody. And let me share with you, if you write me questions in the chat room, do me a favor. I bought computer glasses, but I'm not wanting to wear them, wouldn't you know? And because once I wear them and then the show's over, I can't see for a while. So to get over that problem, do me a favor and type your question in all caps. I will not see that as you're yelling at me. Anyway, I had a couple of calls, one today, one yesterday, and the theme tonight is love. And you know that I have nancymatz.net, and if you go to the contact me, there's a listing of all the different kinds of readings I do. Probably the best bargain is the one, the love relationship one, and I've had quite a few of you call, set appointment, talk to me, and I'm very giving on that one. That's one of the few I will spend time. It's 15 to 30 minutes long, and it's on your man or your woman and your relationship that's driving you crazy. And with that, I had a sweet young thing. She's from Texas. I'm not going to give her name. That's not fair. She called today, and clearly the struggle to fall in love with somebody, and just it didn't work. So is it the I'm just not into her, or is it she's fallen in love and she can't? Oops. Screen just disappeared. Oh, we do have someone on the line. It's not called the stupid love unless you've spent years struggling to make it happen. But clearly, this young man she was dating was not emotionally healthy enough to have her in his life at this time in his life. So with that, I do want to get to the question tonight. And the other one I'd like to talk about is, ghost lovers. That was the other one. And then it just happened that I was turning on the TV, just kind of scouting around tonight, and found a Futurama. And the reason I was looking, and I would enjoy it when I found it, is I was listening to Coast A, an interview with the gentleman that has on the opportunity to be the voiceover to a lot of the characters on the show. So when I saw that in channel surfing, I made sure that I put it on for a few minutes. And wouldn't you know, it's called, it was on love of a Valentine's Day, and it was on love of a female that was mechanical toward another mechanical being, a male. And it was, I'm just not into him, he's not into her scenario. So I thought it was kind of odd that tonight's theme would come up, and I watch it from 7 to 7:30, and it's on the theme tonight. So I'm encouraging you to call in and let me be discreet. All I want is the nicknames, the state and your name, more likely, with a couple hundred people listening to the show, and then during the week, more likely your man or woman will not hear you. So you can go ahead and tell us a story. So for those guests that are in the, we have a couple of guests tonight. Hello there. Let me go to the 702 area code. And we have, is this Las Vegas or is this Reno calling?
Las Vegas.
Well, hello there. We lived in Boulder City for a while, so I'm familiar with some of the area codes and prefixes. So we were having a house built in Arizona in the town of Vail outside of Tucson. So we were in Boulder City, Nevada, by Hoover Dam, everybody. If you don't know where that is, it's an amazing structure I bet you know the story of how many men built that. So anyway, look up Hoover Dam on the story. I'm sure that you guys will be amazed. Sir, what's your first name?
My name is Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. It's nice to meet you. Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yeah. A while back I did. My girlfriend called about a month ago, and you were telling her that I moved in with her and I brought my whole ghost family with me.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been having different ghost experiences at that time. And so she called in and talked to you, and I always wanted to talk to you. But every time it come time, it was already too late or we couldn't get through. So finally she says, we're going to call tonight and see if we can get through.
Oh, my gosh, I love this. And you caught me on a night that I actually, hello, Violet, I actually have a voice. Everybody knows I had the flu and then turned around, moved near a big city. And the first month I was okay. Well, I came down with the flu and then turned around and I was weakened and got a virus that went to my throat. So I wasn't able to, most of these kids here, you sound like a frog. And then one time someone said, oh, she can talk finally. So I missed a couple of shows, so you actually got me with a voice tonight, other than the allergies. I do want to ask you, how tall are you at the moment? I mean, not at the moment. How tall are you, sir?
6 foot.
So the man that's next to you must be a father, grandfather. He's only 5'10", medium, broad-shouldered. And as he got older, the pads on his shoulders thinned out. So it tells me he's at least 60, 65. He had brown hair thinning on top. And at the corner of his head where the hairline goes to the edges, it thinned there first. He got such a soft brown hair color. I do feel like he died of disease. Very nice, very masculine man. He was very handsome, but as he got older, the edges of his face softened out, and he was very pleasant but not harsh-looking. And he tells me he tanned well when he went outdoors, so he gives me a nice olive complexion. Do you recognize this man standing right next to you?
No, I don't.
Okay, so is your wife on?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend, rather, uh-huh.
Yes, she's here next to me.
So this man's waistline might have been 35, 36 at the end of his life, so he had a little bit of a belt on, slacks. So sometimes if you just relax and think about it, grandma, grandpa, or uncle, this man is standing right next to you, so he's very interested in our conversation tonight. He's very nice looking. For an older gent, I feel like he died of a very serious disease. It wasn't just a stroke or heart attack. There was some underlying disease that took his life. Kind of gives me an uncomfortable feeling inside.
A friend of mine, his name was George.
Is he? Is that George? And what did he die of? Do you remember?
Something to do, I can't remember exactly, something to do with his lungs.
Probably, that's what I thought. I didn't know if it was cancer or not, but it is what it is. And George, how long has he been a spirit person?
About 3 years now.
Well, he looks pretty good because he's shown me his entire outfit. So, may I ask you, Jerry, what was the purpose of your call? Because when you were talking to me, I couldn't help but see your friend George. And clearly he wanted you to know that he's here with you tonight.
Okay.
As well as you got a whole flock of people. You have a grandmother. You got heavier from the waist down as she got older. And she was clearly, if you're 6 foot, she
yes.
couldn't have been more than 5'3 to 5'5.
About 5'5.
She's standing behind your friend George by a couple of feet. So that's really amazing. I don't know how I can do this either. So it's, you know, the kids will write questions. Who's my guardian, my angel people around me in the chat room? It's just what it is. This is what I do. So tell me, Jerry, what was it you really wanted to ask me tonight?
Okay. I just moved to Vegas a year ago. I'm a union electrician by trade. I haven't worked since December, and my girlfriend's been sick since last August, and she had some kind of flu. They were saying it was a flu. They didn't know what it was. They had no idea. They still don't. She gets better, then she starts getting sick again. She has asthma and allergies. I just found out I have asthma and allergies.
I'm kind of curious. You're giving me a lot. I got other people holding dear.
Okay.
What would be your primary question for me?
I'm looking to see about my outlook, general outlook of work.
I want to say between 2 weeks and 2 months, I don't believe you've touched base with the people that can give you work. If it comes from your union, then those people have not gotten the opening yet. But I do feel like before 2 months you are going to work. And it makes me think, Oh boy, you know that main boulevard that goes to the golf course and the resort when you leave Vegas? It's on the other side of Henderson.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, that boulevard is really long and it ends up in the mountains. That boulevard, as you get closer to the town, not as far as Fiesta Casino, but somewhere there it's being shown to me. So it must be an organization over there that will hire you, or your union group will bring you to that area.
Okay.
If I know an area well enough, I hope I'm right, but it feels right. And so if I see a boulevard, I go, wow, why am I seeing that? So it has to be important, but I wouldn't know why. If your union hall is over there, make sure that you keep on top of it. I want to say before 2 months is out.
Okay.
But in your area, you moved there a year ago. Boy, that's amazing. And one more thought, and I know everybody's going to want as much time as I spent with you. Do look into now everybody don't call me here. Las Vegas, when you told me you live there, I get a sense that both of you are very allergic to the environment, and that means the atmosphere and the sediment of the Las Vegas smog.
Uh-huh.
So I want you to look into that for me. And your girlfriend, I think she's also allergic to wheat or rye or barley or something, because she shows me a wee bit of soft rash and some other things that are coming around. Remember, I'm not, hey, everybody, I don't diagnose, but if it's given to me really quick, then I'll give it back. So, young man, I'm going to let you go. If your kids need more help, hit me up next week or call me up for a session, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, guy. Talk to you later. And your friend there.
Right,
okay.
Bye.
Okay. Hello, everybody in the room. If you have a question for me, I will answer. But put it in caps, because I'm seeing conversation go back and forth, but I don't know. Hello, everybody. I can't tell. Hello. So let me go on to the next individual, and we have someone with a 602 area code, my home state. Hello there.
Who's
this talking?
Hi, Nancy. This is Beth. I just wanted to say hey.
Hey. Beth, where are you from? Are you from up there in the Phoenix area?
Yeah, I'm Mesa.
Oh, hello.
This is Lioness of Angels, honey.
Oh, pardon me?
This is Lioness of Angels.
You know what? You're cutting out every time you say something really, really hot. You are the client with the angels?
Yes, I'm Lioness of Angels, and we're going to meet for coffee.
Oh, my God. Hello. Listen, I see your number on. Can I call? Hello, hello. Well, everybody, this is a new friend, and the thing is that, I talk to you kids all the time, and I'm always helping somebody, but I don't have a girlfriend my own age to hang with. And Beth, I have some exciting news I want to share with you, so I'm going to call you after the show, or if I'm
okay, honey, that's good. You got to do
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. Mine just goes
on my trip the last week, and I didn't get to go. And I was kind of wondering if sometime or another you can tell me if that's going to come back again, or am I going to make this trip?
Okay, so remember, unfortunately, everybody's hearing this, and I can't hear you very clearly. Do me a favor and say it one more time, because your phone's cutting out just enough that it cuts out the important words. Say it one more time, please.
All right. Only thing, I was supposed to take my trip last week, and I didn't get to take my trip. And I was supposed to go to Louisiana. Am I still going to make this trip?
And when is it planned? I feel like it's a couple more months out. I don't know if you have a ticket. I hope not. But I don't get it until all of May, all of June, all of July. You could make it in July, but it feels like it's toward the end of summer.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. I was supposed to have went for a stage show. It was canceled. But there were other things involved in that too.
Okay.
So
they're putting it together, and I feel like they're going to let you know that it's either end of June or end of July. And when you were talking of it, oh, I can't wait! You're so fun. She and I both like this hypnosis stuff. I've done stage psychic work, and she's done stage hypnosis work. So if anybody wants to hire her, let me know. And the thing is that I did see dollar signs with it. There is money coming to you. So I see good money coming to you on this. I'm good for you. I love it for you.
All right, honey. So you call me after the show.
Yep. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Did I do it? sometimes I don't know. There you are. It's so fun when you're in the, Thank you, Kathy. Yes, I'm just so tickled to have my voice back, even though I'm a little bit hoarse from the allergies. This has been the longest that I've been actually sick in probably 6, 7, 8 years to have a cold on the heels of something else where my voice is actually gone. And, you know, I have to measure my voice. So if I work during the day, which is important, then sometimes I'm too tired to do the show, and hopefully it'll get better over time. Well, what happens to people like Beth and I, there's a kind of a feeling I had a soul thing with her. I don't know, it's kind of funky when I say things, but you kids tell me about connections. And anybody who's entertained will be attracted to like for like. And so maybe I'm attracted to visiting with her because there's a common fun thing there. So, you know, in our business, we have so many clients. It's nice to have a friend that doesn't do the same thing or, you know, teach you out as a counselor. So it's kind of fun, just very fun. Anyway, I want to get to this number, and I hope it's clear. It is a Skype, I believe. Who's this speaking? Oh, my goodness, there you go again. Listen, I'm not sure but what's wrong, but you may have your computer. There's absolutely no sound. All I can hear is a buzz like a bee in the background. So I'm going to ask you to hang up and hit a landline. And I'll share with you that Blog Talk Radio has so many people on that when people call in on a computer, it doesn't always get through. I can hear you just said something a second ago, and I didn't hear you. So are you still there? Oh, my, still there. But, boy, you sound like a little honeybee on the background there. I'm going to ask you to call in again, and the next phone line, I think it'll be you. I'll pick you right up. So please hang up. And there you are. Okay, you heard me. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm seeing conversation room, but I'm not seeing any caps. So if you want to talk to me, do that. Okay, I'm just going to wait a second and see if that gal calls in, and then I'll pick up the rest of the line. Some days I'd like the show to be longer to talk to you about ghost lovers and love relationships that are stuck. But I did try 1 hour and a half and then 2 hours, and you can hear my voice. It cracks a little bit. Here's my 205 area code. Hopefully this is our girl that just called in. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, were you the gal that came in, I think it was
yes,
Skype?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have the computer to call. I use the landline phone.
Well, it's a very unfortunate thing because I think that the computers, there's so many programs now where people can hook into the computer, mm-hmm. but with a radio show going on the same frequency, I don't know, but it's sure not working very well. So where's 205 area code?
I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, hello, dear. And what's your first name?
My first name is Trina.
Oh, goodness. Trina, what a great name. So, young lady, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I've gotten a call from my ex, which is also my kid's father, and he wants to go somewhere and have some papers drawn up to get custody of the kids, joint custody of the kids. And I want to know how you feel about that and what do you see.
Okay, so do me a favor, Trina. Do not give me his name at all on the air because there's a lot of Trinas in the world, so he won't know. When you were talking to this, I felt very strong and very aggressive with this. I want you to get an attorney or someone in law to go with you and look this over. I believe this is the first step he's intending to take with you to try to get custody part half and half. The next step would be to try to take them from you permanently. The aggressiveness of this statement you made from him makes me very uncomfortable for you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am.
Be very careful with this process and make sure, is this an ex-husband of yours?
No, ma'am. He's just an ex-boyfriend.
There's something uncomfortable with this, and I need to have you look into the legality of him taking over half and half. I don't know how to word this, but I feel like he's trying to build a case or build up to a point where he takes them from you permanently. So,
he's saying things like he wants us to raise them together, and I keep asking him, how is that possible?
Like I said, I feel like this is a ploy to do more emotionally, if he's talking to you about raising them together, I don't feel that, because when you said this, there was an underlying anger and energy that makes me want to be cautious. Will you please be very cautious on this and get some legal assistance on this, okay?
Yes.
All right, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck to you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, kids, anything going on in the chat room? Did I see any caps? Okay. And we got quite a few people in the chat room. Hello, everybody. Some of the names I do recognize. Linus of Angels, that's a lovely lady, and Violet and Kathy and 234 Guest and there's Tricia and Mayhart and Trickstar Kim, Baloo, and another guest. So let's, 707 area code. Yes, I'm familiar with California. And I wonder if this is our grandma.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a good memory. I believe you did call with my sister's show and I.
Right.
So, yeah, so that you called tonight. So most of the people listening tonight don't realize that you had a very desperate place. Your grandson had an injury, and it caused or created or brought forth an abscess in the jaw.
Right.
And everybody, she had the dickens, her daughter, or her son, the child's parent, lost a medical, and they wouldn't treat him. So you did get some doctors out of San Francisco. You did do something to help this little guy. So how is he doing, by the way?
Oh, fine, yes. Yes, he's doing fine.
So how can I help you tonight?
I wanted to look. I'm working extra hours, and it looks like that's going to be up in about a month.
Yeah.
And
maybe even 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So they may cut it short. If it's 4 weeks, I'm not sure. I can probably guarantee. Look at what I can do here. But I know you may have it for a couple weeks. I can't promise for four. So what would you ask of me, dear?
What's coming next?
How would you ask me a question on that? Is this a full-time job with overtime?
No, this was extra hours I was picking up while somebody was out with an injury.
Okay, so how would you ask me a question on this? Because that person is coming back, or
the
hours won't be there.
The hours won't be there, I'm sure, because I'm sure she's coming back.
So I don't know that I can see a lot of overtime until August into September.
Okay, so I'll just go back to my regular schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like, and sometimes it's hard because I just, believe it or not, base it on little kids at home, their ages, or a school year, but it feels like I can get almost to September, and I feel people talking about some overtime. I don't know, don't tell me your industry, but it feels like the industry may pick up a little bit and they're going to be able to give some overtime to catch up. I don't know, did you have someone leave your company from illness, or they were ill and they're able to retire and just leave and put you guys behind?
No, not right now.
Feels like something, pardon me?
There's somebody in the group that's going to be leaving, that's going to be retiring, yes.
Well, that's probably what I'm picking up, and there could be some associated illness with that. When they leave, they'll put the group behind, and maybe they'll work in September, or you'll know about it in August, and catch up with this person is leaving is going to put you behind.
Okay.
Okay? Good luck, my dear. It's so nice to hear from you. What's your first name again?
Valerie.
Nice meeting you, girl. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Okay, so I'm going to look on chat room, make sure that I'm not catch. Oh, let me give out the guest call-in number for you, those of you who are not in my chat room, and you're just listening on the computer out there. Area code 347-205-9071. And the voice is holding out. I had a moment there, it was a little raspy. So it was kind of very interesting. And I was talking to my people in California today, and I understand the weather is really a blowing and rain. I feel so bad. I even heard that Reno was going to dip way low into the 30s or 40s tonight. And then across the country, everybody, I want good thoughts to go out to the weather. People are really, I got tornadoes out there. I don't know what's happening. It's just amazing. Okay, I want to go to area code 903. And who is this, please?
Hi, this is Gail.
Hello, Gail. And what state are you calling from?
Texas.
Hello, Texas. Well, Gail, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I want to know, I'm moving to Arlington, and I want to get settled into a job, but I'm just trying to figure out which job, type of job should I, where should I look for a job, basically? The college as well.
Well, now this is going to be tough. For you to move and not have a job kind of scares me just a little. But sometimes I have to share with you that I will be given directionals, which kind of silly, but I just want to share with you that wherever you settle in, go east of you, and I feel like I think it's probably a half mile to a mile away, closer probably to the mile marker, and I feel like there's a job there. I got directional before I could see what it was. Is this Arlington where you're going to move to? Did you say this is a college town you're moving this summer?
Yes, in May 28th. That's the day to move in, but I may move earlier. I'm not sure.
That's pretty close to the May 28th date. We're only talking 1, 2, 3 weeks. And this is a college town. Can you answer me a question? The degree you're getting, does it have something to do with literature or words of some sort?
Communications.
I think this is an excellent choice for you. I saw words all around you, and you're going to have a lot of good opportunities. I don't know if it's south to southeast, but if you're in the middle of the clock, at 5 o'clock your direction, south and then just east, I feel like you're going to have a chance during these years to get on radio, and it's in your town. And I would encourage you to get on Access TV, Access Radio, because I feel like you need to do that. I feel like you're going to work with a woman with golden hair or just light brown. So do that for me. I feel like this is a good choice for you and a good direction. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, well,
talk to
that's what I wanted to know.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I just love talking to, there we go. Oh, young people. I have some fun to share. Oh, 206 is Idaho, I believe. Oops, didn't click. Talked to my granddaughter, called her up to talk to mom, her mother, and I said to my granddaughter, are you in love? And she says, oh, grandma, doing that to me. I'm going to be known as the grandmother that calls and tells the kids what's happening in their life. So it's so fun to do that. I can't seem to get 206 to click.
Hello?
Hello. There you are.
Hi.
In 206 area code. Is that Idaho?
It's Washington. Close.
It's Washington, St. Mary Coast, kind of bleeding over into there. And what's your first name?
Daphne.
Kathleen.
Yeah,
are you the... Pardon me?
Oh, it's Daphne, like Scooby-Doo.
Daphne. Oh my gosh, I get you get that a lot. Okay, girl. Daphne, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I've been called to do a last-minute trip to the East Coast, and I was wondering if maybe you saw anything that I should look out for, job opportunity, romance, or tomorrow.
Give me a direction. So what's the purpose of the trip?
For work.
So you did ask me for work opportunities. So this trip, is it an interview or for your own company?
It's for my current company. I would love to work in their D.C. office, but if not there, I mean,
you're going to be with your
aspirations.
Yeah, you're going to be with your company a while longer. There's, at the moment, the universe is not allowing me to see an opportunity or anything that's going to pop up overnight. If anything pops up overnight, it would still be a three-month thing out, 2.5 to 3 months. And I don't know why everything's happening in August here for everybody tonight, but I don't think I'm looking for all of May, all of June, all of July. I think that possibly the middle of July to end of July, you may find out about an opening. I'm not sure you're going to get it. It feels like a younger woman leaves. It's kind of like not dead but not eventful. As far as romance, I think you'll meet what I call a dark blonde or light brown man there, but not this trip. I think the next time you do this, it'll be the next trip. Or you run into somebody, you go, woohoo!
Yeah, there's someone I'm kind of hoping to see.
What color hair?
I think he has the brown,
light brown,
dark blonde.
I didn't have the best feeling that you'd run into him this time. So if I get that, is there any way you can have networking done from a girlfriend, talk to him, say, show up at this pub, we're going to be there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or something, make it happen. Because if you do nothing, it won't happen.
Okay, no, I'm happy to contact him.
Okay, you're unhappy to or happy to?
I am happy to.
Okay, you have to do something to make it work and be flexible, because I don't know if he can drop everything to make it happen. So follow up and say, hey, I'm in town, how about, you know, a beer or something after work or whatever you want to do. But do that. You have to do something to make it happen. Okay?
Okay. I will.
Good luck to you. Have fun.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's very fun to hear people travel. Okay, 206. I must be something wrong here. It's not hanging up people. There we go. And did I see someone type in caps in the room here? Okay. Going to be doing some paradigm emotional finishing work with Healer starting about a month. Just wondering what you may pick up about that. I feel really good about that. So I didn't say your name so that you have anonymity here. I think it's going to take more than a month, a few weeks to work on this. Whatever this individual is helping you do is kind of like digging a hole with a small shovel. It's going to have to get to something. So if you can get in there and relax and trust that you can get to the issue, you're going to be able to work through it. Very good. I wish more people could just go to a place of surrendering and allowing some of us to help them dig out these issues. I feel real good with that. Keep it up, okay? So whoever you're doing this work with, feel it's qualified. And that's half the deal, is find someone you trust. How about area code? Oh, it's 8 o'clock. My gosh, that half hour went quick. Well, for everybody who's listening, we have quite a few people in the chat room, and usually this is only about a third of the people that are kind of listening in the background. So I'll give my website out, nancymatz.net. It's the same as .com. .com goes over to the new site. I have just created a new shopping cart. I just finished, and for the little girl in Australia, I'm finishing up within a day or two the mediumship course, and it's quite nice. It's quite nice. So I've spent time. It's around 35 to 40 pages of information, and it's not hard. It's easy, but it makes you go through it. So I've asked questions where you would have to listen and watch the DVDs and the audio tapes to get the questions answered. So if anybody interested in working under me, nancymatz.net. Now that's a commercial, so we're done with that now. Okay, area code 718. Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Nancy. I am calling from New York.
New York, goodness sakes. Is that state or Manhattan?
I'm actually out in Brooklyn right now, but I live out on Long Island.
Well, how fun it is to talk to people all over the country. How
amazing.
Nice to meet you. What's your
technology?
It's wonderful, isn't it? I do anyway, but think of, well, Nancy. And I'm probably, I have a gal calling from Asia, and I've talked to Singapore. Germany, Canada, England, Ireland, had a gal, was that gentleman? South Africa. I don't know how they get the show. You know, it's kind of like amazing to me. But when I talk to people on the Blog Talk Radio, it's not the same thing as clients. But it's so fun to think this network is all across the United States.
With so many people that can get along to talk to you so easily, why can't we all just get along?
It's amazing. Well, I'm not always available either. I always tell people if I can get to the phone, I will. But I have a life. My office is in my home, and it's a dog calling, you know, dog thing or the laundry or, you know, just life that I leave, and that's when I usually get all my calls. But I forgot to ask you first name. What's your first name, sir?
My name is Robert, otherwise known as Bob Rock in the chat room.
Bob.
And,
everybody,
and
I just go by the names. Okay, Bob, so how can I help you tonight?
Well, you said that you have a life. I'm looking for one. I was wondering if maybe you could give me a little heads up on what might be coming up. Because I'll tell you what, Nancy, I am so stagnant right now. I mean, things are just the way they are. And, you know, I don't know if I can change them. I have a lot of projects that were up in the air, and then issues shut them all down. And I don't know if they're going to come back to fruition
You're not done with something here. One of your projects is surfing or not quite finished. I can only see it as amount of energy. It feels like if you have three projects, one is kind of done, One is you're in the process, and one I can't tell if it's finished or not. I do feel like you're the kind of individual, and I'm so this way. You guys, we're all so guilty of this. I get a project going. I'm doing classes and everything, and I'll stay with it until I kind of break my nose at it. And I feel like once you're driven and so you have to find someone that allows you just to stay in your place and do things with you, and then when you surface for air, you'll have someone in your life. Now, my question is how do you go about, if you're looking for a partner, how do you go out meeting somebody? Are you out there, guy, or are you just in your basement working day and night and wondering how you're going to meet somebody?
Me personally?
Yeah.
More years than I've been alive.
Oh, so what would be your question for me?
It's career wise and that kind of, yeah, that area.
Well, I just answered it. Like I said, you're very driven. So not being silly here, but curious, how would you ask me a question if your career? Now I do see you working this thing. I see as a bubble. You're not finished with it. It's going to surface again. But I don't know if that's your question to me. How would you ask me a question that I can help you out?
Well, I do have, like I said, I have a couple of projects that I've been working on. I have a very strong, what's the word, entrepreneurial spirit.
I always said that. Remember, I said that you're in the basement with your nose down.
Yeah.
And you come up there once in a while. I do know you. So, I mean, everybody and your wife listening.
I was just kind of curious if you saw that I finally got the kick in the butt to get moving on what I need to do to make something happen.
I can always say that you're going to be successful. There's one, I feel like there's three around you. One's done, and then the other two yet to be done. One is right here, and it's going to happen for you. And I feel like sometimes success motivates us for more. I don't know that you've been satisfied. I don't know if the dollar amount's there for you or whatever the deal is. But I feel like you're curious enough to see what you can do next. So everybody listen to here. I'm going to give him a new mantra, and I'm going to call it, and I use this a lot. Everybody laughs at me. I want you to write this down, put it in a marcelette on a card, and then when you have time to sit down for anything, I want you to put it in front of you.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, what kind of trouble can I get into today? I want you, now everybody says, well, what do you mean by that, you know? And what I'm speaking to is I love having as many irons in the fire, and my husband says to me, you always seem to have something going, and my life would end if I didn't, because the excitement of new, the excitement of a challenge, the excitement of creating an opportunity is really exciting to my soul. It burns me up and keeps me going. Well, I can be tired. I have so many books I want to write. I have classes I'm putting together. I'm teaching things in town. I'm on these radio shows. I'm doing my websites, and I thrive giving readings, and I do this a lot, and the thing is keeping me alive. It's keeping me young in my brain. And you know what it is? It's that mantra, because I live by that. I live by what kind of trouble can I get into today?
You know, that's funny, because my mother used to say, what kind of trouble is Robert getting into today?
Okay, guy. You can't get any. Maybe it was your mother stepping up to me and whispering in my ear. Okay, was she boxy build?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she's standing right next to you. She did do that to me. She's standing right there. Yeah. She says, my hair looks the same. I couldn't make it better. But she said I knew that Nancy would recognize my body. So she must have had really fine-looking hair. But so do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, fine-looking hair. How do I know that? So your mother is in your life and is looking at these things with you. So she wants you to think that way. What kind of trouble can you get? And it's not a criticism. It's exciting. It's exciting to think that you're alive and you have the possibility of doing something new or new career. Everybody, reinvent yourself, please, and say, what can I do? What can I get to in my life that's exciting? And while you're in flesh and you're hauling around this hunk of meat over these bones and you're dragging around everywhere with you, remember your brain is not you. Your mind is you. Your mind is not part of your flesh. Your mind is part of your soul and your spirit, and it can do everything. And the minute we put limitations on us, we die inside and we crumble up. And it's not like, Bob, you were there, but I think you're bored. I don't know that you found anything that stirred you up. Why don't you go out and learn how to rollerblade? I learned how to rollerblade when I was 51 years old, on the heels of getting a tattoo at 50. So, you know, it's like, what can you get into today, Bob, that gets you fired up? That's your goal. That's what I want you to do, and I want you to report back to me in a week or 2 weeks and tell me what you did.
That's a big 10-4.
You better do that, guy. I got your phone number.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Or your wife calls in and says, I'm the wife of Bob, and he did this because he didn't. Got it? Got to report back to me. Why don't you do something?
All
right. Bob, hang on. I'll let you hear a story. Hang on, listen to the show, okay?
Okay.
I come up with these mantras, and sometimes they'll pop into my head, and everybody has a different mantra from me, and sometimes I'll make up spontaneous. One gal called in, and her self-esteem had been shattered, and I told her, and I'll paraphrase it, in the morning when she gets up and sits on the potty, she looks up and it says, I'm good enough. And in the kitchen where the coffee pot says, she put another pie plate and marks a lot, and she tacked it to the wall. And on it, I told her to put, I can do it all. I can do it all. So, Bob, this is an addition to you, that a mantra is a way to feel and a way to think. And I was going to share a story. I just see someone else coming in. Sometimes I get distracted. I'll get right back to it. So anyway, those are two more mantras. I love what tattoo did I get? What did the Well, my daughter paid for a tattoo for her and I on the second toe to the big toe on our left foot, like a wedding ring side. And it wasn't the baby toe. It was the one next to the big toe. And it was three roses with vines. So we have the same tattoo on the same toe on the left foot. And my daughter bought that for me, and it was 10 years after cancer. So that was my 10-year anniversary of survival. So that was very, very big deal. And it hurt like the dickens. Our toes don't have a lot of fat on them. And so she said, if I can do it, you can do it. We're going to do it, and this is for you, Mom. So that was a very important birthday. That was that. So it's all fun stories. We all of us could make a movie of our lives. We're all so interesting. None of us are without a story on how we survive our life. And you have to remember, everybody, I see you, area code 860. The journey of life is a journey. It's not necessarily pleasant, but we can make it memorable and exciting if you live your life but not attached to your flesh. You live your life with your mind. So there, get off my little wagon there. Okay, area code 860. Who's this speaking?
Hi, Nancy. This is Karen.
And what state are you calling from, girl?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Well, you're all the way over there. We're just talking about the East Coast. Karen, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, unfortunately, my mother has been battling cancer for many years, and I think she's coming toward the end of her battle.
Yes. What's her first name?
Her first name is Patty.
Is that people call her Patty?
Yeah, Patty. Patty or Patty.
You know, in addition to the cancer, there is other things going on wrong in her body. So it's almost like which incident is going to take her. And I kind of wonder, do you know that she has a failing heart?
She has had heart issues in the past. Nothing.
Yeah, they're showing me a very soft heart. Kind of not flapping, but very soft. So she may not die of the cancer, but the universe may allow her to die from something else so she doesn't go right to the edge. So to me, that's very important. And do
well,
you
that was exactly my question. She watched her brother die a very slow, painful death with cancer, and I know it's on her mind, it's on my mind. Will it be slow, or will it be something fast and peaceful?
Like I can just work here. And I get the sense they're wanting me to speak of another condition in her body. So I'm kind of curious, the other person they're showing me real quick, there is someone standing there to greet her. Though I wouldn't know, you didn't tell me if Patty's husband's, your dad is alive, is he passed also?
My father has passed, yes.
Okay, so I need to give you a description, but you have three men that it could be. So I want to share with you, I know her father's probably passed, the husband's passed. Did she also have a brother that passed?
Two
brothers. I felt it could be a brother. So she's got more than one man there, but the one that holds her hand right this minute is a man that got very thin at the end of his life. And I don't know that he was really particularly tall, but he wants me to see himself in a light-colored outfit. Could be a suit he was buried in, but he was exceptionally slim or sin at the end of his life. Do you remember who this is?
It's possible that it's her brother who died before I was even born, before my father was even in the picture.
Oh, my goodness. There is a, oh, wait a minute, a brother that died that many years ago? This is a grown man, not a small brother.
Oh, no, he was an adult.
She
was about 16 when he died.
Well, this is the man that's holding her hand. So why don't you go say to her, have you had thoughts of anybody in the family? If she says to you, yes, it's odd that you say that, I've had strong dreams or a strong sense of my brother being here. The one that she says talks most like this right now is the one she'll first see when she opens her eyes. Now, I felt like there's three men around her. And, you know, she could have been an only child for all I know. But she does have this man there, her husband and her father. Which of the three men had teeth problems? Bad mouth.
Mm.
The one said, I'm here and I have the mouth problems, the teeth problems.
Possibly the father.
Is he the father? What was wrong with his mouth or his teeth?
He ended up losing all his teeth and he had false teeth.
At the end of his life? Or the problems with, did he complain a lot, had problems with them?
Not really.
Okay, the one that had problems with his teeth, he says, look, I had problems with my teeth. So you might want to remember that when I hang up, try to think, that man's also there. So I felt like there's three men. So that's why when you said two, why wouldn't both brothers be there? I don't know. So pay attention to that. And I'm not saying she's leaving before the end of summer, but it's very possible.
Okay.
I don't want to pin it down to a few weeks. I don't want my people sitting there thinking, gee, Nancy was good enough. How come she's not going or there's nothing here going on? Because spirit kind will let these people go really quick. And my feeling is with mom, her lungs will have an issue with her lungs and her heart will give out. It will not necessarily be the cancer.
Okay.
Because there's a weakness in her lung tissue, and then I was shown the heart being weak also. And people say I'm good enough with that. So I don't think so go with that. Okay, girl?
Okay, thank you so much.
Karen, let me know what happens. Bye-bye, sweet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Very tough topic. My mother is in a process. You know, if you listen to my sister and my show on Thursday night, PsychicSistersTalk.com, and then Blog Talk Radio, Psychic-Sisters-Talk. And our mother's in the process, and she all of a sudden just popped up talking about her mother. So we know that her mother is standing around waiting, though I did see our dad, but he's been gone since I was 6 years old. And that's how we know it's getting closer, where all of a sudden they insistently talk about one or two people. That's because that person's there saying, well, come on, just close your eyes and come on over. We've waited long enough for you. And survival is there, guys. It is. I wouldn't be able to describe spirit people who've passed over if I weren't looking at it with, like I'm a remote viewer, not just a psychic. So don't repeat those one-liners. Oh, sounds beautiful, Nancy. Thank you, Kathy. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss a question. So if you have a question in the chat room, everybody, do a favor and type it in cap so I don't miss it, okay? It's hard to talk and watch a chat room. So area code 281, who's this? Hello? It's not going on. Blog Talk might be busy. Oh, there it goes. 281 area code. Where is this?
Hi, Nancy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can. Who's speaking?
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie. And well, I'm just fine. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, well, hello, girl.
Another Texas.
Well, what can I do for you tonight, Stephanie?
Well, I'm going to be a little vague because I don't know how much I don't want to sway you. I'm wondering if
just
you
ask
have
me
any
question.
Question. Pardon me. The question is, my mother, there is a gentleman that is helping her, and I wanted to see. His name is Andrew, and my mother's name is Betty.
Okay,
and
so Betty and
you have any? Betty is my mother.
Yeah, is Andrew go by name?
I'm sorry?
Did Andrew go by nickname?
I only know him by Andrew.
Okay, that's great. Okay. That's what I need to know. Okay, so what's your question about Andrew?
My question is, can he be trusted? Is he on the up and up?
Okay, let me answer that. His energy is very soft. If he turns out to be a Gargoyle and skeletons in the closet, he is not showing me that. I feel like, I'm not saying he's not the most intelligent man in the world, but I do feel like he's trustworthy. He's not showing me to be a bad guy. So I don't know what he's doing for your mom or what the intent is, but I don't get a bad feeling. What is he doing for Betty?
Well, it's kind of a long story.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you want to be discreet. Yeah, say something on the air.
Well, and not only that, it's just it's a long story. But
You
know, and I don't know whether I'm getting some feelings like maybe he's trying to take advantage, and she's elderly, and she's getting a little dementia, and I have some suspicions that he could be trying to kind of go after what he can get. But I'm not sure if it's all.
Okay, so let me answer it that way. This is not a bad man. But if she's paying him for assisting her, then he's standing around saying, gosh, I wonder what else I can do to help so I can get paid. That's different than saying this is a bad man. He's not going to try and marry her and steal her all her goodies. But if she's paying him to assist her, then he may be standing around for a little bit more of a handout. But this is not a man that would be someone that belongs in a police court somewhere.
Okay, because, yeah, she's given him some expensive gifts.
Yeah, and he's standing around seeing what else he can get, but that's not his full intent for staying in her life. He might have come around without that intent, but she's paying him, and she's given that freely. He's not getting her to do that.
Okay.
And there is a difference. The only problem is I've seen this happen in our ladies and gentlemen. We all have seniors in our family, and this does happen a lot. He may be flattering her, making her feel good. He's around, and she's getting emotional, whatever, from him. And I've seen my older ladies get swayed, but they do it on their own because you need to speak to her and be very kind. Do you wish to spend it on him or give it as an inheritance? Because I really believe our older ladies sometimes do this. So you need
to
be very careful.
She's hard to get through because she's got a little dementia. And I, on the one hand, he can seem really sweet, but it's, she gave him an extremely expensive item, she hasn't even known him that long, so it seemed odd that he would accept it. But I kept thinking,
like I said,
maybe.
He would accept it. He's not going to turn it down, and then he's kind of wondering what else she's going to give him. But you need to have a doctor say and certify that she has dementia and that you are to take over the checking account. If that's so, you can do that, because I feel like he will stay around if he's going to receive gifts. But that was not what he intended to happen. That was expressed just from her to him. He didn't say to her, I want this, give it to me. I don't think so.
Okay.
And that makes him
a
decently guy, nice guy.
I wanted to see how you felt about it, because I'm not sure what my gut's telling me.
You're half right. You're half right. This is not a bad man. Go after him with a gun. And like I said, he got the gift. He went, wow, just for being nice to her? Okay, I can be nice to her. And it was all her idea. But when I dealt with families with seniors on the edge of dementia, this is a really critical time. Because until the doc says the power of attorney or the county takeover, whatever, they can be swayed. These people do have control, but not all of it. So you're going to have to do something, step up the plate, because she could spend more on him. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you
right,
so much.
Sweet.
I appreciate
you
it.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And I didn't mean to rush you, hon, from talking, but it looks like we only have a few minutes. How much? We have 5 minutes left or something. And I saw a couple questions in here. I want to go to my daughter's father has said he's letting her come home to live again when school is out. Do you see that as happening? I wouldn't count on it. Where put this in as a question. He's saying that, but it's half. He may go to the step of even putting a room over the garage or converting something, but for some reason his whole heart is not into it. I don't know if the daughter has said, Daddy, can I live with you, and he doesn't want to turn her down. When the chips are on the table, when they're right there, she may get disappointed or it won't last. Because his mind shows me too confused, too much going on, or he's not solid enough to make a promise happen very long. So, girl, listen to how I word that and give her caution. okay, this is our second, you go their dad, if it doesn't pan out, then this is going to happen, so you're not disappointed. You know, dad is, he says things and then he doesn't follow through, or it's okay for 5 minutes and then 10 minutes later he's bored. You've got to prepare her and make sure she understands that things can change. I don't want her disappointed. She'd be more mad at him than disappointed. And I don't know if that's always emotionally healthy. Gosh, we have 5 minutes, and my voice is lasting, everybody. I don't know if I'll talk tomorrow. I have someone here at the house at 9 in the morning. We have a tendency to talk more then. Okay, I love the colors in the chat room. How fun to see back and forth. They got green, red, and blue. So anyway, far as I know, last Thursday I was really tired, and my sister and I show, I just couldn't do it. So we did cancel it out, and it just happened to be my birthday, but I wasn't feeling like I could do it. So Bonnie and I will do Thursday night show. Keep tabs on this, guys. I may change nights. In the town I'm in and in this area, I'm trying to decide if Monday or Tuesday is a good night. Monday nights, all the meetings in town are happening, the meetup groups, metaphysical groups. So I've got to make some decisions in a couple weeks there. So keep in touch with me, and I've enjoyed talking to you. And you've allowed me to have a little bit of scratchy throat, and we'll be just fine. So last-minute call or question anybody, area code 347-205-9071. I had a little girl call me today, and she has had an amazing encounter with someone that had turned into a lover if she had known him really strongly. So after his death, he's come to her and almost on the brink of becoming a ghost lover. Now, those of you who are in the metaphysics, if she's listening tonight, I'm not saying your name now, I want you to be calm and collective and aware that spirit kind, if you're in love with them and then they die, keep the relationship minimal, because spirit was alive with you and is not. So it's your turn to finish your life in flesh. I don't want you to miss who's supposed to be here. The other thing I'm very cautious about is that if you desire someone strong enough and they've passed away, another spirit kind may say, I can play that role for you. So I want you to be very careful who is it that you are with, spirit lover, and make sure it is your lover and not somebody else. That's very, very important. Oh, my gosh, a lot of typing's been going on. Did I miss a question? Okay, here we go in another one. I've been in a volatile marriage for so long. What does this future hold for me? Oh, gosh, girl, I think you've mentioned this before to me. My girlfriends, I wish I had a group. My husband, my first husband, is alive, and I never speak ill of him because I do have children with him. But he was raised in a volatile environment. So he inherited his personality. The man you're with doesn't know any bit different. The test is for you. What's holding you there, and why can't you leave? So this man is going to get worse before he gets better in life. As I see him as an older man, more moody, more broody, but very possibly not vicious or towards you more, but more grumpy and harder to deal with. It's going to be very hard. I would love to see you not be in this marriage if this is the kind of question. And hello, dear. Do you see anything good for me? Kind of hard. I don't know how to ask your soul the question, hon. What area of your life? Sometimes when we get a direct question, we'll have an answer directly. Okay. And then one gal says to the lady about the marriage, hang in there. I don't know sometimes if we should hang in there. Only through change does our soul evolve. You have to remember that. And it's hard sometimes to step away from marriage. If you're going to stay in the marriage, use it to your benefit. Be up, own it, tell your husband we're a couple only in words alone, and save your money to move out. Change. Is it good? I did it on 6 months after cancer surgery. When I hit the 21-year mark, marriage, 6 months out of cancer surgery, I wasn't even healthy, you guys, and I left. So if I can do it, you can do it. How's that? Okay. Let's see, in the paranormal field. Oh, girl, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, we got 30 seconds left. If you need more help, this is what I do. It's kind of a form of advertising to do free readings. Go to nancymatz.net and click on the button contact me, and you'll find out how to touch base with me if you would like an email. Other than that, my phone number is on my website also, or 916-773-1657. Good night, everybody.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other...